Thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast app or platform. North American markets. S&P TSX was down on the week by 364.39 points or minus 1.64%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down on the week 920.8 points or minus 2.37%. NASDAQ was down on the week by 104.97 points or minus 0.58%. The S&P 500 was down on the week by 80.93 points or minus 1.56%. VIX futures was up on the week by 1.04 points or 6.50%. Overseas markets. The Nikkei 225 in Japan was up on the week by 557 points or 1.43%. The China XE 300 was down on the week by 91.96 points or minus 2.58%. The DAX in Germany is down on the week by 259.79 points or minus 1.43%. The CAC 40 in France is down on the week by 50.48 points or minus 0.63%. The FTSE 100 in London is up on the week by 84.42 points or 1.07%. Commodity markets. Gold is up on the week by $11.05 or 0.47%. Silver is up on the week by 37 cents or 1.34%. Crude oil is down on the week by $1.28 or minus 1.48%. Copper is up on the week by 7 cents or 1.65%. Natural gas is down on the week by $0.01 or minus 0.56%. Corn is up on the week by 1 cent or 0.29%. Soybeans are down on the week by 2 cents and a quarter or minus 0.93%. Wheat is down on the week by 7 cents or minus 1.98%. The Canadian dollar is down on the week by minus 1.83 basis points or minus 1.35%. Highlights of this week's news. On Monday, to start the week, United States retail sales data and Chinese gross domestic product data is released. On Tuesday, markets look forward to the Great Britain unemployment data, Canadian consumer price index and United States housing starts. On Wednesday, set to be released is Great Britain and Eurozone consumer price index data. On Thursday, we look forward to Japanese consumer price index data. On Friday, to finish off the week, markets look forward to Great Britain retail sales. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform.